神啊，求你鉴察我，知道我的心思，试炼我，知道我的意念，看在我里面有什么恶行没有，引导我走永生的道路。
知我心声，恕我心曲。
We're going to have a follow-up on what we spoke about the last time.
我们要继续上次节目所谈的，然后继续的来谈。
We talked about procrastination or putting things off.
我们谈到耽误或者是耽延事情。
We talked how this kind of living brings emotional problems of shame and guilt.
我们谈到如果有这样的一个生活习惯的话，会带来给我们羞耻还有罪恶感。
And that as far as our character, people begin to say that's what we are. We're always late. We never do anything on time. We never answer a phone call until that is how we are known in our character.
而且我们慢慢的会被人家认同，认为我们就是这样的一个人，从来不按照时间完成事情，从来不回人家的电话，就会变成认同我们是这样的人。
And so then we find that our lives are really sort of has a destructive habit with this procrastination.
那慢慢的这种习惯会成为你生活中的一种破坏性、伤害性的习惯。
Then we said if we're going to get out of this, we're going to have to admit that I am a person that keeps putting things off.
如果你想要破除这样的习惯，你一定要首先要承认我就是那个常常拖延的人。
I am a person that is making excuses for it.
我常常为自己找借口。
But deep inside, I am really not happy about it.
但是我要知道我心里面并不愉快。
I don't really want to be known as that woman that's always late.
我才不要被人家认为我是这样子总是迟到或迟延的人。
Or that person that they say don't give her a project, she'll never get finished.
有时候人家会说不要给她事做，因为她不会做完的。
In my own mind, I could think of people now that I feel that way about.
我心里面可以马上就想到说有些人是我这样子认为的人。
I wouldn't want to give them a project because I know they would not finish, or if they did, it would be late or it would not be done well.
有某一种人我绝对不会交一些事情给他做的，因为呢他们做不好，而且呢也不会按时候交出来，也不会做的能够合我的心意。
You might say to me, what causes this?
或许你想是什么造成这样的一个习惯呢？
Now,We have been talking, some of us, about people who are slow.
我们曾经谈过，有的人他是慢性的，慢慢的个性。
Now, because a person is slow does not mean that they are procrastinator.
一个人慢的个性并不代表他是那个会耽延的人。
For some, that is just their temperament.
慢性的，就是这种很慢的个性呢，是他们自己的天性。
But I'm talking about those who know that they constantly put things off.
我谈的是那些常常把事情耽搁下来的人。
It's strange, but many of our characteristics, we have to go back to the younger days of our life.
对于我们所有的这些习惯，我们的特性，事实上都要归回到回溯到我们的年轻或者是我们的童年的时候。
We are so affected by the influence of our early family relationships.
我们实在是有很多都是被我们以前的这种家庭背景、家庭关系，或者是我们的成长的过程所影响的。
It's hard words that's been spoken to us.
比如说，有的人对我们讲话很严厉。
Actually, you have to, if you want to know why you're a procrastinator, maybe you ought to go back in memory's lane and begin to think of some of the things people said about you.
如果你今天是一个拖延的人，或许你要回溯到以前，是不是有人对我说了一些伤害我的话
，or what they did to you，
或者他们对我做了一些啊什么样的不好的行动
？Now it begins many times when you're fairly young，
总是回溯到你很小的时候。
You have brothers and sisters，
你有兄弟姐妹
，or maybe cousins，
或者是你有表兄弟姐妹。
And it seems as if when you do something, your mother or father doesn't think it's good enough.
当你做事情的时候，父母亲都不是很满意的。
And they lash out and say, "Why aren't you as good and thorough as your brother or as your cousin?"
他们就开始啊对你说了，为什么你不能做的像你的啊某某一个兄弟姐妹一样，或某某一个表兄弟姐妹一样呢
？Sometimes they might say, "If you had listened to me, you wouldn't be in this mess."
有的人会说呢，你就是不听话，你听我的话就不会这样子了。
And suddenly something begins to form in your thinking.
就这样的，你的啊思想里面开始成为一种形态。
You can't put it in words.
你没有办法用一个啊一句话来形容。
But really, what you think is, I don't have what it takes to be successful.
所以你心里面就有一个印象，说我就是那一个没有办法成功的人。
So you have that scar in your life.
你心里面有印下的这样的一个伤痕。
And what that scar is, we'll call the fear of failure.
那这个疤痕里面呢，就是代表着你是对于失败有害怕的一个人。
So when you look at a project, immediately deep in the subconscious, the feeling is I'm not good enough.
所以当你面对啊一个事情要做的时候呢，你马上有个想法说，我一定做不好。
So the conscious mind begins to find ways of getting out of it or not doing it at times.
那你的这种啊潜意识里面呢，就很想找一些方法，能不能不要做它
？Because you fear that you're going to fail.
因为你害怕你会失败。
Because in your younger life, this is what the message that was given to you.
因为在你童年的时候，他们对你的印象，给你印象就是你是一个失败的人。
Maybe you had a mother or a father who was a perfectionist.
比如说，你的父母亲是有那种完美的特性、完美主义的人。
They are people who want things done exactly, on time and exactly right.
他们总是要有一个啊特定的时间，而且呢有特定的期待，要做到什么样程度。
Oh no, they don't yell at you.
他们或许不会对你嘶喊。
But they try to bring principles into your life, their principles.
但是他们会把自己的标准放在你的身上。
Their thinking.
他们的想法。
They'll say, if it's not done right, it's not worth doing at all.
他们会让你有个印象说呢，如果你做得不好的话，那就比不做的，啊，就倒不如不做了。
And then you might feel you can do anything if you just try hard enough, they'll tell you.
那或许你想说，我就啊很用心的、很努力的去做。
So now in your mind, deep in your heart, or in your consciousness, you think anything short of the best just isn't acceptable.
所以呢，你的潜意识里面有个想法，就是如果我做的不够理想，那这样的话是不被接纳的。
And so you become a perfectionist.
所以你也变成一个理想主义、完美主义者。
I have a little friend like that.
我有个朋友像这样子。
Her mother tells me she had a lot of trouble in school.
那我她的妈妈告诉我说呢，这个孩子呢在学校有问题。
She wouldn't finish her assignments.
她总是不能做完她的功课。
And it, at the root of the problem, they began to see it was because she did not feel she had done it good enough, so she wouldn't give it in.
那基本上她的根本问题就是呢，她认为她没有办法做到100分，做到完美，所以呢，她就干脆不做。
So people like that keep putting it off, because they don't feel they can do it well enough.
因为他们啊，知道自己做不到满分，所以呢，就继续的把它单延下来。
Then maybe in your life you had someone that controlled you.
或许在你的年轻的时候有一个背后的操纵你的力量。
They were always telling you what to do.
总是要告诉你你该怎么做。
How to live, how to be, what to wear.
如何做，如何啊穿衣服，如何过生活。
Maybe your mother was very controlling.
或许你的妈妈就是那个啊一个操纵者。
Or maybe your father.
还是你的爸爸。
And maybe they would say, you're not going to leave this house until you have written all of those things you're supposed to write.
他们或许会对你说呢，如果你没有把应该写的写完的话，你就不能离开这个家门。
And when you go out the door, they say, no, you're not going to wear that dress. Put something else on.
有时候你要离开家的时候呢，穿那个衣服，父母亲不同意，他就说呢，你的衣服要换掉。
And so then you begin to feel like a person that doesn't have any say about your own life.
所以呢，你就发现自己没有自己的生活。
And so actually, you become a controller.
到后来你也变成一个操纵者
Because you feel a need to control the situation or the people.
因为你觉得你也有想要去操纵人操作情况
So you're given a project.
比如说你接到一件事情要做
But you don't want anybody to tell you how to do it.
你却不喜欢别人告诉你该怎么做
When to do it or what you need to do.
什么时候该完成或者是你该在什么怎么样的情况下做
You're in control of this.
因为你希望自己来控制自己的情况
And I can put it off all I want.
所以你就想说呢我要想要单言多久就单言多久
Then maybe there's some of you that have been overprotected.
有些人过去呢太被保护了
And when anything came upthat needed to be finished, somebody always came and rescued you.
每一次该做事情的时候呢总有人来帮你接替来帮你做帮你担待。
Maybe there was an older sister who would say to you, bring me your homework, I'll help you.
比如说姐姐跟你说呢拿过来我帮你做吧。
Instead of showing you how to do it, setting out a schedule for you, making you a person to do it yourself, they would do it for you.
她没有帮助你带领你怎么样来做计划然后怎么样完成却替你做了
Actually, it was like everyone seemed to know how to come in and to be able to help you out of a situation
好像四周的人都知道在什么关键应该进来来帮助你来脱离你的那种就是来帮助你完成的事情
So actually, that person grows up feeling I can't survive without someone helping me
所以这样的人就有一个观念就是以后我做什么事情呢都一定要有人来帮助我我不能自己来做的
So they become very dependent
就变成很依赖了
They procrastinate, they put it off until there's someone who'll come and say, I'll help you out of this.
所以总是等着单言着等着别人来帮你。
So these past messages become so much a part of our subconsciousness that we become procrastinators, putting off, fearful, maybe realizing we're not a perfectionist and we can't do it well, or whatever it might be, but it's deep inside of us.
过去从那些影响的信息就给你的一个潜意识的一个观念就是我面对事情的时候我是做不好的我是做不理想的所以呢我就把它单言下来
Now, how can I get out of this?
怎么办呢
You see, basically what we need is motivation
那基本上一个单言的人需要的就是那个做事的动机
Motivation is an inward desire or need that moves you to act or achieve a goal
里面有一种动力驱使你要去达到你的这种成就目的
So it's the fact that there's something creative in us that desires to get something done
就是里面有一种创意性的一种力量驱使你要去达成你的目标
So we need to be motivated.
所以我们需要有里面那种动力、动机。
Now, what are some ways that we are motivated?
那有一些方法我们是可以给自己有动机。
One is by relationship.
一是借着人的关系。
We love.
借着爱的关系。
And because we do love, we want to do our best.
因为呢，我们爱的时候呢，我们就愿意做。
This is a wonderful motivator for the home.
这个是在家里面一个爱的一个很重要的动机。
I love those in my family, and so I want to not put things off, but I want that to do what is right.
因为我爱我的家人，所以我愿意呢去做对的事情。
Another way of motivating or being motivated is that there are rewards for being on time, for doing a job well, for being one who finishes our projects.
另外一种让我们去做的一个驱使的动力动机呢就是我们会得到一种奖赏得到一个好处
Maybe we'll get a better position
比如说呢你做好可以把位置升得更高
Maybe we'll get a raise in our pay
或许你的薪水会升高
Then another motivating force is repercussion. It means that if we don't do it, we're going to get in trouble.
那另外一种驱使我们去做的动机就是呢，如果你不做，会有麻烦，所以你一定会去做。
And many people don't do things because they particularly enjoy them, but they know they have to do them, and so they must do them, or there will be some sort of trouble from it.
那有些人去做的原因不是他们喜欢做，是为了要避免一些亏损，避免麻烦，所以他们就去做了。
Then, of course, there's always that person who comes alongside to help you with this problem.
那当然，如果有人可以来帮你的话，也是一个动机。
And so you want to help them, and you want to be a type of motivation for them.
所以呢，你要愿意去帮助那个人，然后呢，这个帮助，这个助力呢，会成为那个人的一种动机。
Let me give you a little idea of how you might be able to help them.
那我就给你一些想法，知道怎么去帮助这样的人。
Of course, we always need to begin with prayer.
那一开始我们一定要祷告。
He is our help. God is our help.
因为神是我们的帮助者。
And he can work along with you.
他可以跟你一起工作。
Then get a little accountability plan.
接下来做一点责任的计划。
In other words, when you get a project, or when they get a project, you'll say to them, let me help you plan your schedule.
你就跟对方说呢，首先呢，我跟你一起来做这个进度的计划。
And each day I will see what progress you have made.
这样的话，我们可以每一天看到你的进度多少。
Then, as you do this, you'll begin to note that some things are not being met.
然后当你比较你的进度的时候，你就看到有一些还没有完成的。
So you easily begin to see the problem of what is their root problem.
这样的话，就可以观察出来对方的这种问题出在哪里。
Maybe it is they have a fear of failure.
或许他们就是怕失败。
Or maybe they feel like they just can't do it well enough.
还是他们怕他们做不到。
So then you begin to help them in these areas and encourage them.
你要帮助他们，然后鼓励他们。
Always keep before them the fact that this is what your goal is. This is your ultimate purpose.
常常提醒他们你的目标，你的这种最后要达到什么样的一个目标。
Help them, encourage them to use a daily calendar.
要让他们有这种日常的每一天的这种一个行程表。
And then they can meet certain things on certain dates.
这样的话，有这种日常的一个进度表的话，他们就可以在某一个时间里面达到某一个进度。
Teaching them how to put things in their proper perspectives or priorities.
让他们知道每一天的生活的优先该怎么安排，还有他们应该有怎么样的一个处理的方法。
Then show them how they can schedule their priorities, the highest priorities for that day.
那每一天呢，到底什么摆在前面先做，最重要的先做，也要安排一下。
Now, maybe you can group their goals. In other words, all the correspondence they have to do, all the calling they must do, whatever it might be,You can group together. Maybe you can tell them this is your correspondence that you need to do now. These are the calls you need to do. These are the errands that you need to do. Help them to group together their similar goals.
那有时候有一些周边的事情呢，比如说像打电话啦，或者是写一些信啦，这些事情呢，你就帮助他们把它集中在一起，然后让他们在某些时间里面完成。
Compliment small accomplishments.
让他们完成一些小的成就。
Maybe you can say, that's great.
然后就鼓励他们说做得很好。
You're really making progress.
你这样在进步了。
I'm proud of you.
我真的是以你为荣。
These little accomplishments help them, and they know that you're there cheering for them.
这些小的成就呢，会给他们心里面的一种鼓励。
You know, don't do this just out of a selfishOr merely good intentions, but do it because you really want to help this person.
当你在帮助这个人的时候，不要是因为你自我的这种自私的目的，一定要是出于你真的是很愿意、甘心的帮助对方。
Don't make them think that you're a super worker that never makes mistakes.
不要让对方 认为你是一个很超越的、很优越的一个工作者，好像你是从来不犯错误的。
Maybe you can share some of your own weaknesses with them.
有时候也可以把自己的一些软弱、弱点分享给对方。
Now, don't hide your concern when they're not getting things done behind some kind of false encouragement.
那当你看到有些事情没有做好的时候，也不要隐藏你的这种里面的这种关怀。
Be honest with them and lead them in a way that helps them.
很诚实的来面对，然后带他们走向对的方向。
Please don't use criticism.
不要用批评的方法。
Don't ridicule or get angry with them.
不要对他们生气，或者是来看低他们。
But just try to keep the door of communication open between you.
好好的跟对方有一种沟通。
Don't focus on their differences with you or begin an argument. Try to seek peace and support them.
不要老是放在他们怎么跟你那么不一样的这样的一个焦点上面，或者是跟他们争执，而是呢，要保持一个很平静的、很平和的关系。
Don't set rigid consequences, but try to be flexible and show mercy and grace to these people.
不要老是给一个不能变动的一个结果目标，给稍微给一点弹性，然后用一些恩慈来对待。
Particularly to your child, don't offer rewards that you cannot or will not give.
对你的孩子的话，不要承诺一些你给不了、不能给的一些这种奖品或奖赏。
Keep your word and fulfill your promises.
你如果答应了，你就要完成你的承诺。
Now, don't let them talk too much, and drain your energy.
当你在帮助的时候，也不要让对方跟你谈论太多，这样的话用很多的那种心力。
Help them to see that time is a gift from God. They need to use it well.
让他们知道要好好的爱惜神给我们的时间，要好好的用。
And above all, don't give up on them. Don't assume the worst.
不要对对方放弃。
Do have faith and hope for the best.
对于最好的结果，常常存着盼望还有信心。
Now I want to talk to you that are the procrastinator.
接下来我们要转向这一些就是有问题的这些拖延者。
Now I have told you some things that can motivate you.
刚才我们谈到可以驱使你有动力的
But that's not good enough.
但是那些还不够
There's other things that you must do.
其他的还有你要自己做的方面
One of the things is to acknowledge that you're putting off and not doing things kills your motivation.
你要记得如果你继续的这样拖延的话会使这些里面的动力就是会杀伤这些里面的动力
I tell you, one of the wonderful things is to give your life to Christ.
最好的就是把你的生命交在主耶稣的手中。
And you begin to see the gift that God has given us in our life and in our time.
你就看到上帝交在你手中给你管理的时间或恩赐。
Help him and to take control of this in your life.
然后求他帮助你能够有对自己的生命有自我的管理。
Then you yourself should evaluate your self-talk.When you get emotionally stuck.
那当你在有这种情绪上的障碍的时候呢你要有一些自我的谈话。
Are you saying I never can do anything right?
比如说呢你常常说呢我好像常常做不好事情。
It has to be perfect.
你总是要完美。
Maybe you're saying things to yourself. Watch that. Don't say those things to yourself.
所以你要开始管理自己对自己这种说话就是你不要开始对着老是对自己讲这些很否定性的话
Begin to realistically look at a project and see what needs to be done to complete that project
面对现实好好的看你要该做的事情到底什么该做了
Then recognizing there's going to be some interruptions so I must make allowance for that
然后你也要晓得会有一些干扰那你要怎么面对干扰自己要想办法
It's good if you can keep a small date book with you at all times
如果你能够在你的每一天的时间里面做细节的计划那是最好的
Write down everything you need to do And then mark it off when it's done.
写下来你该做什么，然后做完了就把它勾起来，就把它画掉，说你看到你做到了。
Don't put a lot of time on the minor things. Put them on the major things.
不要把时间都放在那些次要的不重要的事情上面，把时间集中在最重要的事上。
Why don't you start by every day numbering the five most important things that need to be done in the order that they should be done?
好不好，每一天列下五种你觉得不能不做的很重要的事情。
Work very hard to complete them.
列出来后你要很用心很努力的把它做完。
I once knew a man who said he had never gotten so much done until he learned to write the things down and to check them off.
有一个人告诉我，他一直到他把每一天很重要的写下来，然后要对一下，才懂得怎么样完成他该做的事情。
But don't let yourself feel guilty if you were unable to complete them that day.
如果有一天你没有办法做完你列出来的重要的事情的话，也不要觉得罪恶感或愧疚感。
Just continue on the next day to get them done.
隔天就继续的要把它做完，继续的做。
You see, you must fix your eyes on the prize of becoming a very mature person as you overcome procrastination.
那你需要有一个很成熟的心智，才能够克服这种拖延的这样的一个习性。
It was Jesus that showed us the motivation of love and of rewards, for he promised us heaven if we will live a life for him, doing what he wants us to. And yet it was he who said that there are those things that will give us hurt if we don't try our very best to do our best.
耶稣曾经这样子用爱来鼓励，来激动我们去做事情。他也用奖赏来驱使我们做事，他也提醒警告我们，有一些不做的事情会让我们得到一些亏损。
So think of yourself as running a race.
就想想你人生就像一个赛跑。
Get your eyes on the prize.
你就好好的把眼睛盯在你的奖赏上面。
Be motivated by what you know will happen in your life.
你的心里面让他开始有那种驱使你向前的动力。
Rewards of results will be gained.
这样的话，那个结果还有那个奖赏就是你的。
Guilt and shame will be gone.
这样的话，你就会驱除掉一些罪恶感还有羞耻感。
People will not refer to you as the one who always is late or never remembers or never does anything well.
人们就不会再认定你是那个常常迟延或者是迟到。常常忘记健忘的人呢。
There will be a sense of accomplishment in your life that you have never known.
这样子的话，你就会享受那种以前没有享受过的成就感。
You can overcome the past.
你一定可以克服过去的。
You can purpose to do what is right.
你可以立志做该做的事。
Remember, God is there to help you.
记得神随时要帮助你。
In the name of Jesus' power for our life.
奉耶稣的名，在我们的生命里面是一种全能权力。
And if you really want help, you will get help.
如果你真的是希望能够得到神的帮助，你会得到他的帮助。
I trust you will begin this race.
我希望你开始来跑这样的一个行程。
And win the prize.
然后能够赢得奖赏。
恕我心曲这个节目是由美国佛桌传道协会提供，由金卢牧师为您主讲，林真华语翻译。如果您有什么问题需要我们为您分担，请您来信写明你的姓名住址，然后你寄到台湾高雄，台湾省高低的高，英雄的雄，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，台湾高雄13-40号信箱，你写林真，双木林，真假的真，林真收就可以了，我们会尽快的跟您回信。